Location, location, location. I've heard that before in some advertisements or what have you. But the Lord laid that on my heart. I had it wrote down a long time ago. And it really goes along with our message, or Ryan's class this morning, and Dave's preaching, and I know his name. I really do. Just, I can't think of stuff sometimes. I guess I've had, you know, a few concussions, and maybe they're catching up to me. I don't know, but as long as the Lord lays on my heart what's in His Word here, I'll just stick with that. But anyways, the scripture text is going to be Luke 19, verses 1 through 6. And just remember, location, location, location. As you're turning there, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Lord, I bow here before You this evening, Lord, humbled to be in this position, Lord, unworthy to be up here, Lord, but I know without a doubt You called me to do this when I was 12 years old, Lord. I want to be obedient, Lord. I've rebelled against You. I tried my own thing and failed terribly, Lord. Now I ask, Lord, I'm humbled here this evening, Lord, to do this, and I just pray that Your Holy Spirit will just consume me, Lord, and fill this room, that Your Word will go forth and fall on receptive hearts, Lord, and that Your will be done, and You will be glorified through it all. And I praise You. I thank You, Lord. I pray for those who couldn't be here tonight, Lord, for whatever reasons, Lord. Stir within as only You can. Again, I ask for You to forgive me, Lord, and get me out of the way. And these prayers we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Now I say glory to His name this evening. Always, Satan's always after me, you know, because like I say, I've failed at a lot of things, and he says I'll be a failure at this also. But I'm determined.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I'm determined. There's a story about Zacchaeus here, and he gave me the topic location, 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 but Thursday, He led me to Zacchaeus. So I'm going to read that. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus. Key word, sought. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, and he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Okay. Location, location, location. I went to work in Marietta at Thermo Fisher, been a little over 3 years. And you get off the interstate and make a right, there's two gas stations on each corner. Okay, and I went to both, and the one on that corner, easy in, easy out. The one on this corner, I noticed, well, it's kind of hard. You got to cross traffic to get into it, got to cross traffic to get out of it. So I never went there much anymore. And in the last year, that station has died. I'm thinking these two gas stations are 100 feet apart, you know, whatever four lanes of traffic is. Same cars going by. This one's profitable. This one died. That's in the business world the key to location. 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 Debbie watches this, I think she watches all of them. Home and Garden, seeking houses or whatever, buying houses, whatever. And one of the big topics there in the selling of a house is location, location, location. They'll go to one house, oh, I really like this, but it's too far from work, or but it's too close to the airport, or whatever. And the bottom line is, a lot of times, their choice is determined by location. The importance of location, and I'll get into the point, and it'll come to us. It ain't gonna be very long. We'll be out here by 7, I'll bet you. But the importance of a location in the business world is profitability. Okay, easy access, convenience, okay, and available. That's a good word. The Lord just give me that one. Available, okay. Talking about being in the wrong location, that, and like I said, that gas station died. People don't buy this house. It won't be as valuable. I thought a lot about the location of Drift Run Church right here. Thinking of it from a I don't want to say a business standpoint, but a highly visible place. Okay, we've got several crossroads right here, and you'll notice a lot of the better stores. And I think about all the stores that was up and down this road in my childhood. The only one survived is the one right down here at a crossroad, at an intersection. Okay, so we have lots of traffic flow right here in front of Drift Run Church. Ripley, Ravenswood, far away is Elizabeth, Parkersburg, and a lot of us come from all those different areas. Dave, he originally came from Parkersburg. But anyways, that's the importance of location and being in the wrong location, okay? A house, say a house that's a mansion, but it's up in a holler, a hard place to get to, it's not going to be worth as much as something sitting on the corner at Beverly Hills. You know, they have all those million-dollar houses out there. If you put that house somewhere else, it may not be as valuable. In Dave's sermon this morning, when you're in the wrong location, that's a good opportunity for Satan to come and seek and destroy and to steal our joy. Okay, and the point's going to get to where are we located as individuals? Where are you in your heart this evening? James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. So are you in the location that's profitable, that God can use you and make you be what he wants you to be? He don't need you. That really came to me in my own life. Okay, in my own life, God didn't need Jamie Burton. He didn't need. He don't need him for anything, but he wants Jamie Burton. I say hallelujah to that. That just blew me away at work. I wrote that down. He wants me. He wants me. This guy right here, and he wants each and every one of you too. He wants each and every one of us in this world. God, the creator of all things, wants you, Ryan. He wants you, and he won't forget your name. He wants you. He wants you young people. He wants every one of you more than anything else. And Satan is seeking you guys. He's seeking us now. Seeking. If we ain't in the location we need to be in, if we ain't where we need to be, Satan's getting us. He's already got part of our joy, as Dave said this morning. If you're not where you need to be, if we're not where we need to be. Jamie wasn't where he needed to be for 10 years. He wasn't where he needed to be. Satan had got his joy. And he could do the same to anybody. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. That's James chapter 4. Charles Stanley, I was listening to him the other morning, and this is a quote of his, and it was awesome. I wrote it down immediately when he said that. If a person is doing what God called him to do, he will have a zeal and courage that no power on earth can keep them from it. If God's called Jamie Burton to preach, Jamie Burton can do it. He can do it. There's no power on earth that can keep me from it. I got to quit letting Satan steal my joy. I got to get him off my shoulder and quit saying, oh, nobody's here tonight because you're preaching. Yeah. Fully on that. That's a lie from hell. You know? Isn't it? Isn't it? Wow. Okay, I'm about to end here, but this is a relocation. Are you in a position where God can use your time, your talent, and your treasure? Think about that. You all have that. We all have something. Maybe you don't think that's what your talent is, but if God calls you to do that, that's it. That's it, exactly. Everybody has a talent. God wants everybody, and God will use everybody that's willing. So, if you're not in the location you need to be this evening, let's relocate. And I don't mean from one pew to the next pew. I mean in our hearts. Let's seek God where He wants us to be. He wants you to be a certain place at a certain time, doing a certain thing. Bill Angel, he always talked about giving of your time, your talent, and your treasure. Think about that. Maybe, and your treasure, you might think, well, I ain't got a bundle of money. Scripture tells us God don't need money. That woman that gave the three little whatever, little mites or whatever it was, versus the guy's big wad of money, meant more to God than that wad of money. God does not need money. God does not need us, but He wants us. He loves us so much. He gave His most valuable possession that we could have the opportunity to relocate. If you want to go ahead and come and get a song, as I told you, I'm going to be quick. But the Lord, I feel good. I'm not nervous tonight. I feel good about it. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Folks, I feel so guilty. All these years, I knew all this, and I sit on it. And I sit on it. And I'd hang around with my friends and I'd sit on it. Not anymore. What am I to fear? The Word says, what am I to fear? Throw me in jail. I'd say, praise the Lord. I thought the other day, I've been bold at work. And I kind of thought the other day I might have was going to get a little bit criticized for standing for the Lord. And I was already praising the Lord in my mind thinking, I just got, what's the word, Dave? Dang it. Chastisement's what God does to me. Made fun of, but, OM's it, but I can't think of the word. I'll think of it about halfway up the road here, Steve. Praise the Lord tonight, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank God that we're here. That you're relocated, search your heart this evening. Search it deeply, you know, not because I say so. God's Word says so. There's great peace when you're in the location God needs you to be. Okay? Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.